We're talking today with Mike Hubachek of the Oklahoma Peanut Commission. Mike, you're kind of riding into the sunset here in the next few days with the Peanut Commission after a bunch of years as executive director. A little bit of a different industry today compared to when you started 22 years ago.
Well, it really is quite a change. You know, I think probably more than anything, you know, the farmers have endured weather and market prices and so forth, but farm policy has really played a role in the reduction in the size of the peanut industry in Oklahoma. It's still strong, but it's not what it was, you know, 22 years ago.
Of course, when we had the change in farm program, the so-called buyout of acres pounds, that was really a watershed event.
It was. It was so significant. And, you know, the O2 bill, we lost half of our producers with the signing of that. And not only that, you know, it's ironic that now there's a lot of people in the industry saying we can't continue this train wreck that we've got in front of us of overproduction. And they're even discussing we've got to have some kind of supply management program, which we had in place ever since 1941 until 2002.
We think about today, you know, we're looking at, obviously, at trying to do contracts primarily. It's very, very hard for a producer to, without some sort of arrangement with a processor, to be able to step out and grow peanuts these days, it seems.
The way the current farm bill is written, in order to have a safety net under you, you have to have your peanuts placed in federally licensed warehouses, and there's only a limited number of those. And so the way to get that is to have a contract with a sheller to purchase at some point your crop. And so if you don't have a contract, you may run the risk of not being able to participate in the safety net.
Give us a little bit of an update on where we are trying to resolve some of the problems of this last fall with the Williams company going out of business.
Unfortunately, we lost one of the major shellers, particularly in the Southwest, with the former Clint Williams company, who represented over 80% of the crop in Oklahoma. And so we've got about 84,000 tons of last year's crop sitting in the warehouses, and we're looking, you know, we're just weeks away from starting putting this 15 crop in the ground. So we've been working very hard the last few months trying to work out an agreement with the USDA to allow those peanuts to be moved down to those federally licensed warehouses.
What's this going to do? In other words, you've got meetings like this going right now. I know you're having a lot of discussions, you know, with producers or potential producers for the 15 crop. What's this going to do to our plantings this year and to the business as we go forward?
Well, one of the critical things is whether or not we'll have enough of the right seed. Much of our Virginia type peanuts are still located in those former Clint Williams warehouses, and we're past the date of getting those moved out and shelled and processed for seed. So that was our number one Virginia type or ballpark peanut. So we'll not have much of that planted this year. And last year we had the highest quality crop we'd ever grown, and it's such a shame to lose that crop now in these warehouses.
As far as, you know, looking maybe on a more positive basis, it seems like we're getting some good things going right now and some new varieties out from USDA.
Oh, the Center for Peanut Improvement in Stillwater, our ARS breeder, Kelly Chamberlain, is really turning out the work. Last year she released a high oleic or heart-healthy long shelf life Spanish peanut. This year she's unveiling the very first high oleic Virginia-type peanut. And it's a lot. We used to be all Spanish, and we've been about 60% now the Virginia type or the ballpark peanut. No one has a high oleic peanut in that category. This is a peanut that's heart healthy. It has a long shelf life. It has all the attributes that the consumer wants and that the sheller wants, and it's high yielding and disease resistant. So it's a total package.
So if we can get through this bump in the road this year, as far as growing peanuts, this could be a winter for Oklahoma and for the Southwest, right?
Oh, it really will. And, of course, our recent history is the shellers have been able to pay a little premium for the high oleic peanuts, and we have that advantage over some of the other growing areas because this will be the very first one in the Southwest.
Your thoughts as you end your career here with the P&I Commission. Well, you know, you feel pretty good as you leave that as far as, you know, your part in the industry.
Well, it's been a great ride. We've had so many successes. We've faced a lot of adversity over the two decades that I've been involved in. You know, on the national stage, Oklahoma has had a tremendous amount of respect by other states, and we've been able to really play a role in some positive policy issues and advert some disasters that were coming our way by just being at the right place at the right time. And I'm just so thrilled to be a part of that. And we operated mostly stealth. We didn't try to step out and say Oklahoma was able to do this, but the folks that were in the game knew who the players were. And I've been strongly supported by our farmer board, and it's been great. I got to confess, you know, it's kind of bittersweet here at the expo. I've just been amazed at the accolades that have come my way, and it's a very humbling experience.
Congratulations.
Thank you.